We are. All right, welcome to both mics. I'm trying to get us up on the screen here.
It's amateur night.
Every night.
Friday. Well, welcome to both mics, folks. This is a show about nothing and everything. That is Mike Sofka.
Yeah, and that's Mike Taylor over there, but you can't see either one of us right now if you're on a video. So.
And together we're both mics. Welcome to show number 62, both mics heard everywhere. You can find podcasts. Live every Friday, or at least we try to be, on twitch.tv/bothmics. Find us everywhere you can find a podcast. Apple, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Just tell Alexa, Alexa, play Both Mics.
And she'll go, why? They can't see them on video.
Yep.
What's the use?
Exactly. Yep. Well, I guess while you're pushing buttons over there.
Yeah, entertain us, Mike. That'd be good.
I got some sad news.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, sad news. Most people know that Mike and I met working at the Rainforest Cafe at Downtown Disney, the RFC, as we might call it. We had a friend there who was, like, one of the main guys. Like, if this was a school setting, he'd be one of the cool kids. He'd be one of the jocks, you know, one of the popular crowd. You know, he was one of the food runners. He was a shift lead, and his name was Nate.
I don't like where this is going, but go ahead.
Yeah, and as few people, well, few people. I'm actually friends with 75 people that I worked with at Rainforest Cafe. And that's as many as my graduating class in high school that I'm still friends with on Facebook.
Nice. So, and were you number 74 or 75 in your class?
Well, I was number 83 in my class, out of 125.
Oh, 125, okay.
Sad to say, but that was with an 85 average, so I went to school with a lot of smart people, I guess.
Okay.
Who knows? So yeah, 3.0, and I was, yeah, whatever. But Nate, and he ran into some health issues about 4 or 5 years back, and he fought through them, and he was fine, and he was good. And I talked to him from time to time on Facebook, and he actually got my family into Disney a couple times. So, you know, I was kind of close with him. And then last week, somebody that we worked with, I was a bartender there, was like, hey, have you heard from Nate? And I'm like, no. She goes, well, I'm hearing things that he's not doing real well, and nobody can find him. So, yeah, 3 or 4 days ago, probably Monday, maybe over the weekend, come to find out that Nate had passed away.
Oh, no.
And yeah. And you remember specifically who he is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was married to a girl there for a while who also worked at Rainforest Cafe. And
right.
Used to see him all the time at Fridays and at Second City Pizza.
Yeah.
Hanging out. But, yeah, no details on what happened or why or when.
So where was he found, or where did somebody find him, or what?
I don't know. We're just hearing word that he's passed away. So no word beyond that. No word about services or anything. And so I know his
how
mom
did you find
passed,
out?
From this bartender we used to work with.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a husband-wife bartending team that was at the RFC.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I don't know what happened. Not cool, but it happens. I know his mom passed away this past summer from COVID, and he lost a brother, I think, 2 years ago from something. I don't know. So, sad day. Sad day.
Well, that is sad. I hate starting a show like that, but at least they can't see our sadness on my face right now. They can see yours if they're watching the video, so. This is amazing how far we've come here, because this is show, what, 62? We still don't have our shit together.
Mics everywhere Comcast can be heard.
Yeah.
You would like to read them off now.
You can hear them. You can't see them, though.
You can see half of us on YouTube.
Yes, right now, yes.
Yeah. You like my new shirt?
Make seven. My shirt.
Make seven.
Up yours on the back.
It says up yours on the back.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I was on the Monsters of Rock cruise a couple of years ago, and my roommate left it in the room. I told him I'd return it. It's the first time I've worn it.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get into our topics today, but I'd like to get this thing right, so let me try to get my camera up here. I can't get the little pluses and minuses working on the bottom here, so that's an added bonus. You know when you're doing something and you're like, I just need to turn this screw over. Well, the screw that's supposed to be here, yeah, and you're scratching your head because the screw you're supposed to be turning is not there. Yeah.
If you have it in there and you're like, just gonna tighten it up a little more and snap.
Yeah, well, right now I'm looking for the screw. I'm looking to get screwed. That's on. I'm looking to screw. I don't know. It's not gonna come out right.
Yeah.
We're off to a rocketing start, though. I mean, this is great. Yeah. If I was a listener, I'd be riveted. I'd be right in there. I'd be like, oh, wow. First they start the show about a dead guy, and now they're all bummed out because they can't get their shit to work.
Yeah, 62 episodes. I'm going to listen to the first 61 tonight.
Yeah, let me start at number one when they were really bad. If I think 62 is bad, I can't wait to go back to episode one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is like, you ever watch Paint Dry?
Yes.
You're being threatened with Chinese water torture. That's what the neighborhood kids used to say.
Waterboarding. Yeah. I'm looking at this this ad popping up on my Yahoo email. I went last night. I want to take the kids to Disney like one day during the holiday.
Yeah.
And so last night I checked the first weekend in December and the second weekend in December. And there's not a single hotel room available anywhere on property.
Really?
At Disney.
Everybody's there looking for Brian Laundrie?
Is that where he's at this week?
I don't know. Hey, if I was that cat, I would be in the general populace. I would somehow I would shave that stupid douchebag chin strap he calls a beard. And I would fucking change my eye. I would paint blue hair on my head. I'd wear glass. I'd get colored contacts. I'd do all sorts of crazy shit. And I'd mix with the general population. Hide in plain sight. Because they're looking for you at all these beaten places that they're saying you were in. You should hide in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah, in every forest and state park in the whole entire state of Florida, that's where they're looking. They're not looking on Main Street USA.
Yeah. Well, here's his picture. I can put that up at least. I can't get my own damn picture on my own damn show. But put up Brian Laundrie's. We air his laundry here. So I've been kind of out of loop on this. Other than police say no campsite was found at the nature reserve that they were looking at for this Brian Laundrie. Of course, the Gabby Petito supposed murderer. Left the body in Wyoming, drive the van all the way back to Florida, left it at the parents' house. Supposedly went on a hike. And Dog the Bounty Hunter was involved. Nancy Grace was involved. I don't know who else is involved now. Have you seen anything on any or heard anything?
No. Who else needs to be involved? If you got Dog the Bounty Hunter and you got Nancy Grace, that covers all the bases.
Yeah, I would think. So what's your take on this cat? Where do you think he is?
I'm hoping he's dead. I'm hoping they find out.
Well, they still need to resolve it, though. They still need to find a body, you know, if he's dead. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's not really fair to the people involved in this so far. It's not fair to her parents at all, I know. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, now they'll find him easily somewhere along the line. He'll slip up if he's alive.
Well, they found her body. They found it right where we thought it would, in the Grand Teton area there, Wyoming, in that 50-mile stretch that it might be hard to get convicted of a murder. I don't know. What if he knew that?
I don't know. That is kind of bizarre.
I mean, there's a 50-mile stretch in this country.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, amazing coincidence. It's like, it's almost like somebody told him what the winning lottery numbers were and he happened to play them. You know, I'm not saying killing that girl is winning the lottery. I'm not trying to say it's that small of a thing, you know, or whatever. I just,
right.
Jesus. Sad. Well, the sadder thing is there's a bunch of people out there that look like Brian Landry.
He does have that typical millennial look.
Millennial douchebag look?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I've run into 20 people that look like that this week, I think, and I haven't left the house.
There's at least one guy who's capitalizing it. A guy's out there selling shirts. I put a shirt on it. I'm just bald. Nope. I'm not Brian Landry. Landry. So, according to the New York Post, and this must be true because it was in the Post, following last month's unfortunate mix-up, Brian Landry's doppelgangers are buying special T-shirts online to ensure they are not confused for the infamous fugitive.
You want to make a bet they find this Brian Landry guy wearing one of these shirts?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So for just $22, the short-headed, beard-wearing men of the world can buy a T-shirt, hoodie, or crewneck sweatshirt emblazed. I am just mad I did not come up with this. I mean, if you make $5-$10 a shirt, times the two people that buy them.
I'm a douchebag to wear a shirt like that. It's almost as bad as this T-shirt that I'm wearing.
Right? Make 7 up yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I actually had 7 up for dinner tonight, which was kind of bizarre.
Nice. So, you're eating well.
Diet 0, 7 up.
Diet Wonderful. 0.
Diet 0, 0, 7, 007.
Okay. So, can't get my picture up on that computer. The other computer is frozen. We are just batting freaking 1,000. But you know what? The show is going to go on. I don't give a crap. See me. Don't see me.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, you're probably better off for not seeing me, actually, now that I think about it.
You know what's weird is I actually can see you. I'm looking in.
You're looking at the Skype window.
Yeah. I see you in the Skype. Stop itching your hair.
Yeah, right? Okay, you did see me. Well, you know what? It is time for our friends. We're going to do the alien update here. How about that?
Ah,
we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Let's look at alien! Where? Back!
Warning! Alien approaching! Warning! Biophysical experiments extremely dangerous for Earth people.
It's a pretty good robot. He's a little bit of an alien, too. But I think he's mostly... He's an alien robot. You could be an alien robot, right? But not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
All right, so it's time for an alien update here. And for those of you that are new to the show or need a reminder, or you're like most of our listeners and you're sitting there and you're either really drunk or really high or both, you can...
Your head in the sand.
Yes. Aliens. We talk about the aliens just about every show because, well, there's, what, 7 billion people on a planet? And we're supposed to be led to believe that these 4 or 5 people that know more about technology are advancing our culture both socially and electronically and technically... And both, you know, like I said, both, and I gave 3 examples. And I'm talking about Musk, I'm talking about Bezos, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, we're talking about Mark Zuckerberg, we're talking about Richard Branson, all these people that have more money, more talent, more toward advancing our civilization on this little thing we call planet here than the other 7 billion people. So don't tell me these people aren't an alien.
Something's going on, that's for sure.
Right now my phone's going off. I don't know what the hell's going on. That's the Starlink. Little Starlink satellite thing.
Okay. And
I got this picture up on twitch.tv/bothmikes or on YouTube or on Facebook, wherever you're watching this. Of course, you can hear me, but you can't see me, and that might be a good thing.
He's over there.
I'm in a dark corner over here. I'm going to time out. Yeah. All right, so Elon Musk says the U.S. nationwide Starlink rollout is coming this month. And again, to recap, this has something to do with SpaceX, and they're putting these satellites up like 60 at a time. And this is how we're going to get the Quantum Financial Services, the QFS. That's like Bitcoin and stuff, but that's going to be our new monetary system. And they're also, this is supposed to be better than 5G, better than high-speed internet, yada, yada, yada. So we'll see. Currently, it's been in beta, and they have 100,000 users across the globe. So my question is this. Am I going to be the last one? Are you going to be the last one, or am I going to be the last one to get this service?
It's probably going to be me. Or they're going to get rid of the previous service or the service I have now and make you upgrade to this service. That's when I'll get this service.
So it's kind of like the flip phone?
Yeah. The flip phone of internet service.
Not the new flip phone. Not the one with a crack in the screen.
No. The original flip phone.
God.
Where are you?
I know, right? Starlink is designed for low to medium population density, which means we can hit max users in some areas fast. Please sign up early to ensure a spot as more satellites roll out.
Yeah, that sounds like you're at the end of the street and you have Time Warner for your internet and your cable. If you're at the end of the street, you get the lowest signal.
Right.
So the more people on it, the more spread out it is. Yeah, I don't know. It's another one of those things you're going to have to show me. You know, I don't believe you can land a rocket on a postage stamp in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean until you show me you could. And now it's a whole new level. I don't believe this is going to work like they say it's going to work.
You're not a believer.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
I think they're going to, because they have 500,000 people on a backlog waiting. They've already got them signed up. They're just waiting.
Okay. Yeah, okay, whatever. The new thing. And people for years would sleep on the sidewalk for an iPod phone, whatever the hell it is, an iPhone.
Well, look at back in the day. We used to camp out for concert tickets.
Yeah, well, that's more like it. That's more like it. nothing like waiting online in a bad neighborhood and have people throw bottles at you while you're trying to sleep on the sidewalk.
All right, so while I'm pushing the muddle through this thing, I'm trying to call a show here. Will you double check our Twitch connection? Make sure that we're streaming. Make sure people can hear you, hear me. I know they can't see me, and that's not too bad of an idea.
My phone, yeah, if you can, and you can't see my phone.
No.
My phone's locked up, and it never works Twitch properly. So
all right, let me try to log in here then.
Yeah,
let's see what's going on.
Sometimes it works with no issue. Like I just logged out to, you know, got on my phone, I looked, and I'm like, oh hey, I don't have my Wi-Fi on, so I just turned my Wi-Fi on. But if there's anybody in the Twitch chat room, type something so we know that it is working.
There's nobody in there, dude. Come on.
I see there's people in there. I see people in the chat room.
Well,
doing chat room things.
Well, hopefully they are. That'd be nice. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I like it. Five people chatting at one time. That's some sort of benchmark. There's, I don't know why. We got 1,000 people liking our shit, but nobody chatting.
So exactly.
Yes, we are. We are streaming.
Only five of the people we can actually pronounce their name.
Nice. But, right.
But yeah, there's somebody in there now, and it says we're all good, or you're good. Okay. You're. Y-O-U-R.
Okay, who's that?
U-apostrophe-E-R, because that means you are good. But we won't say nothing. You know, the chatters we could possibly have, even if this one's my sister. Yeah. So.
All right, so you're going to be the last one to have Starlink.
Yes. I will make it. Unless I can see it in the sky.
Do you still have a members-only jacket? Are you the last member?
No. I did have one though. It wasn't members only. I had a Cerucci jacket. I had a black one. No, I had a gray one. And my sister, I think, had a pink or a purple one. I don't remember, but yeah, we got it at the flea market.
I can remember wanting a members only jacket. I think I had one for a short time.
Cerucci was better.
I wouldn't know.
My boss from the late 80s, early 90s had one still. I think he had the last members only jacket.
Nice. Well,
but he was a scrawny, scrawny, bald Jewish guy from New York.
He was a black, bald Jewish guy from New York?
No, he wasn't black. He was, I almost said black, but I meant
what's
to say
wrong
bald.
With him being a black Jewish bald guy from New York, Mike?
Well, he wasn't, so
Mike
maybe that's why.
At
yeah.
according to Gizmodo.com, the new Google Pixel 6 leaks reveal almost every detail. Now, I'm convinced when they have leaks about stuff, come on.
Yeah.
Stop.
Come on. We're born at night, not last night.
Exactly.
Come on, guys. We know.
So this new phone's going to come with 128 gigabytes of storage, 8 gigabyte of RAM. You know what? My first computer was 100 times worse than this. I had a 40 meg hard drive. That wouldn't even hold friggin' Windows right now.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Are you kidding me? On a phone, you're going to have 128 gigabytes.
I think I have like 516 gigabytes.
Do you?
I was like, yeah.
Well,
like,
then I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I don't
as
know.
As usual.
All I know is I went from like 32 gig phone to like 500 gig phone. And I was like, all right, I'm never going to be able to fill this thing up.
Yeah, that's what I said about my 40 meg hard drive in 1987.
Yeah.
Oh, that's more space than I'll ever need.
Right.
Look how fast this computer is. You have mail. Welcome to AOL.
Yeah.
You have mail.
Look, that picture is almost loaded.
Yeah, oh my God, that was the worst. You had to sit there and watch it. I was on a 1200 baud modem and it was huge, and we went to 2400 baud. Now that's not even nothing. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't it? It's amazing. I don't know. And the thing is, can't live without it.
And I'm supposed to believe 20 years before that, we sent people to a satellite thing orbiting our 600,000, 750,000 miles away, 750 million miles away, however far the moon is, we sent somebody there on less power than what I had on my computer in 1985. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
We all know that was filmed in a New Mexico desert area. I've been to the place where they filmed the moon landing.
All right, speedtest.net. Let me do my laptop. Hopefully I won't dick it.
Yeah, maybe it'll make my face pop up on our show.
Christ dude! All right, this is amazing. Remember like 10 years ago when you had like, hey, I'm pushing like 8 meg, 10 meg, or 10 bit, what do they call it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a tech person, as you can tell.
25, yeah, 10, like 10 megabytes or something like that, right? It was 10 megabytes a second.
Okay.
And that was good. If you can get like 10 megabytes or 20 megabytes, it was like fantastic.
Okay.
I just did my computer, and it was 279 megabits.
Okay.
279 meg. Dude, that's unbelievable.
Okay.
When I worked for AT&T, we couldn't get like 32 meg. So 32 meg would just run your TVs. Wow. Okay. That's impressive. And my upload speed is faster than my download speed, and that's unheard of. So, but then again, we have all these TVs in the house. We got 15,000 different gadgets. We got the thermostat and alarm and all kinds of crap online. So
here we are. Look, I got both of us on here somehow, some way. Can you see that,
dude? Let's get rid of everything else.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, there we are. We're on a plane.
We're on a plane.
Yeah,
at least we're in first class.
Yeah, we're in front here. Hey, everybody! You can see me now. You can also see the big meeting with Mike thing on the bottom there. Let's try to get rid of that. Oh, let's see if a picture will get rid of it. How about that? Let's throw up the old get off my lawn. Let's see how that looks on here. Here we go. Yeah, okay. That's all right. I have to get like this to see, though. That's all right. They can see. We look like tiny people.
Right?
In these giant chairs. We're looking like we're unsupervised minors going to see our mom across country because she lives with that other guy who she ran off with. Gosh, we look tiny here. That's awesome. I like it. Let me see if there's another one. If I can figure out how to take this off here now. Hang on. Go back here.
Turn my other leg.
Oh, there you go. You're walking all over the place. This is a classy show. This is a great show, Mike. We're doing great. You're walking off the plane. We're traveling here. You're walking off the plane. All right. See if I have another choice of scenery here.
I can't reach my overhead. Look, there you are.
Hey, there I am. Right there. Hey. All right.
Amazing.
Let's try one more thing here, and then we'll keep pushing forward. I don't know.
Test. Yay.
There's a speaker view. That's a giant view of your head now. That's great. We could put a motion picture on your forehead there, Mike.
Yes, I've been told that.
All right, well, we're going to continue sitting in the plane here. And being we've got the get off my lawn stuff out here, last week, if you remember, we're talking about get off my lawn. This is where Mike and I have gone to in our lives. I mean, we're saying stuff like, back in my day, I taped the game last night. What's your fax number?
Yep.
You go ahead. I'm just going to sit here for a while. So I printed up this list of, and I printed it, so you know I'm old. I did, it came up in 3 pages and we did 1 through 10 last week. And
the number more?
Yeah. The number one was back in my day. So back in my day.
Right.
So here I actually check it. There's 4 pages. Okay. So I'm on page 2 now, number 12. So here's number 12 and you tell me if you can relate to this. I found some great photos for Throwback Thursday on Facebook. Can you relate, Mike?
Yes.
Being
a photographer of sorts, I have all kinds of... I still have photo albums with like recent photos in them. When was the last time you actually had a photo album?
I got a bunch of photos and albums and crap somewhere. I don't know where it is.
I mean, like in the past year or two.
No. Like if I was in a forest fire situation like they are, and they came knocking on my door, get out, you got 3 minutes. I'd be like, whoa, stop. No way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I have recent photographs and recent photo albums of stuff. So, like, yeah.
Well.
Most people don't. They keep it along their phone, and the day they lose their phone... You know, if it's not backed up, they've lost everything.
And that's why they answer their phone. New phone, who dis? All right.
I got a call the other day, and I think the IRS is after me.
No.
Yeah. They called and they said that it was very important that I call them back because criminal charges can be pressed.
Oh, God. Because
the IRS is after me.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. And it was a bad recording at that.
That's why I used to answer the call on all those spam calls. Sheriff's office. You get a click right away, you know.
Or it'd be like my dad. Grant's tomb. Grant speaking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a popular.
Number 13 on this list. The 90s were only 10 years ago.
No.
It feels like that, don't it?
Well, yeah, it does, but it was, Nirvana is now classic rock.
Right. How about, I'll call a cab.
I'll call a cab. Wow, yeah. I can't remember the last, actually, probably an actual cab would have to be like before Uber and Lyft. I got on the Lyft bandwagon like right away, like 2016.
Now, you know the difference between an Uber and a Lyft?
The smell?
Yeah, I was going to say, my only experience is, like, I would get an Uber when I would travel somewhere or whatever. I'd get an Uber to go here or there. You know, if I went, you know, overnight to go to a concert or something somewhere, I'd get an Uber, you know, just to be safe. And my whole thing was, I would get an Uber, and it'd be a 2 to 3 year old vehicle. It'd be clean. It'd be nice. You know, I hadn't had a bad experience really. And then I saw a Lyft, which was like 82 Daewoo with a wire holding the trunk together and smoke coming out. And one of the doors, you couldn't open it. You know, that's the difference between Uber and Lyft, I think.
Well, that's strange because I thought you were going to go the flip scenario.
Oh,
I've always heard that about Uber.
Oh,
and I've always used Lyft.
Oh, wow.
2016, I actually have an acquaintance who drove for him and gave me a coupon code.
Well, you got to go if you have a coupon. I mean, you're losing money if you don't.
If it's free, it's for me.
That's right.
That's when we went to Hollywood. And believe it or not, this week in 2016, we were in Hollywood. We did the Monsters of Rock cruise. We did the tour of Hollywood. We did Disneyland, all that fun stuff. And we used Lyft exclusively, and we were staying in East Hollywood, and all the fun stuff that people our age go to is in West Hollywood, the Whiskey, the Rainbow, the Roxy, etc. And this is a great coupon code because we had a black Mercedes-Benz sedan.
Oh yeah,
brand new Mercedes-Benz, and to go from God, I don't know, we're over by the Avalon was our hotel. I forget what we had. It was a cool hotel. It was all right.
Frankie's place?
Cheapest place in town, but it was nice for the cheapest place. But to go from there to the Whiskey, it was 68 cents.
What? How far was it?
It was like 6 miles.
How is it 68? Oh, you had the coupon.
We had the coupon code. Oh, yeah. Okay. So everywhere we went was like $1.30.
So the coupon was good for how long?
Like five rides.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yep. All
right.
And then we got hit with the big one from the cruise port in Long Beach to Disneyland. It was like $43. It's like, damn. All right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Had no issues. I used it in Tulsa a couple weeks ago when I was there, and no problems at all.
All right. So, well, don't call a cab though. How about this one?
No.
I'm just gonna rest my eyes for a minute.
That's like my mom. Yeah, that's older than us, I think.
Here you go. Here's another one. I saw this great segment on 60 Minutes.
Oh, Lord. I don't think I've intentionally watched 60 Minutes ever.
I know the newspaper delivery kid on a first-name basis.
His name is Mike.
Right? It's crazy.
Did I ever tell you about the time I almost ran over Richard Nixon?
No, I got to hear this.
No? Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Did I tell you about the time I had the Pope as a limo driver?
No.
You go first.
No. Okay, me first. 1990, my daughter was born. A couple days later, I got a job delivering the New York Times. And I delivered in some pretty fancy towns in New Jersey. And finally, I was able to get the town that I grew up in. So I knew the entire town. I was able to go through and get this entire thing done. I go to the depot, get the papers, bag the papers, bring the papers to Park Ridge, and deliver all the papers and be back in bed in 2 hours. Hmm. So 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, it's what I did every day. Christmas Day, Easter Day, Father's Day, my birthday. Didn't matter. I delivered the frickin' New York Times. So Richard Nixon lived in Park Ridge at a place called the Bear's Nest Condominiums or Bear Nest Townhouses. When these things were built in like the early 80s, they were like $250,000, you know, and now they're worth like $1 million more. Coach Conklin for the Giants lived there. A lot of lawyers, doctors, and people that worked in New York City. The limos would line up outside this place, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, there'd be a parade of limos going in to pick up these people to take them to work in the city. Well, every day at about 5 o'clock, Richard Nixon, who lived there, who wanted to live there because they had a guarded gate, and he didn't want to live with Secret Service anymore, so he moved there. And every day, he would put on his black fedora, his black trench coat, his black slacks, and his black loafers, and go for a walk. and he'd come up his hill where he lived, and he'd make a left and walk around.
Wasn't your Secret Service walking with him, though?
No. No Secret Service. That's why he moved there. He didn't want any more Secret Service detail in his house.
Wow.
He was done with it. And this was 1991-92.
Wow.
So one day I pull down the street and I see him walking up the hill. I give him a wave, you know, boom, and I go down the street.
Did he do the two-piece sign wave? Like waving his arms in the air? I'm not a crook.
He didn't use that many fingers when he waved. So I deliver his newspaper because he was on my route. And
Richard Nixon was, you delivered a paper to Richard Nixon.
I did, and I have a Christmas card from him.
Shut up.
I do.
Did he tip you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas tip with a Christmas card.
Wow.
And the thing is, it said Merry Christmas on it, and it was printed Richard M. Nixon. No autograph, no signature on the card.
Wow.
I still have it somewhere in this crazy house. Really? I have it. So I'm driving down the street. I do a loop because he lived in a cul-de-sac, and I come back up the street, and Richard Nixon is at the corner, and he's going to make a left. So what do you do when you get to the end of the road? You stay along the curb.
Sure.
Well, he decided that particular morning he was going to walk out in the middle of the street and cross the street.
Really?
As I was making a left turn.
Hmm.
Seriously, I almost hit him. An inch, 2 inches, 6 inches tops is how close I came from running him over.
Wow.
Yeah. So I almost made the front page of the New York Times, delivering the New York Times.
Well, here's me trying to fix stuff, and I'm making it worse. So as you're talking, I am making our show that much more worser.
What is that right next to me there?
Yeah, that's the thing on Skype here. I'm trying to get rid of it. Right, yeah, my stupid intern's not here.
She working for Amazon?
No, that's my wife. The intern's the other one.
The other one? Oh, the dog?
Yeah, right? All right, so now I got more problems here. See, this is why I shouldn't be messing with stuff. This is not good for me.
Yeah, you're gonna hang up on me, I can tell.
No way. No way. How about this one? I slept like a baby last night. So does that mean you got up in the middle of the night and shit yourself? What are you saying?
my old roommate from San Antonio just had a baby like 4 or 5 months ago.
There we go.
And he actually wrote that on Facebook yesterday. He goes, "What do you mean sleep like a baby? I get up every 2 to 3 hours and shit myself and scream like a maniac?"
Yes, exactly. Exactly. How about this one? Hold on, I think I have exact change. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
You ever see, you've seen in the past couple of years, we have a nationwide coin shortage. Bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit.
No, it's just all in the wrong places.
It's in jars and shit like that. That's all bullshit. They're confiscating all the coin change because they want us to go to digital, because it's going to be harder to get the coin change back than it is the bills. The bills are easier to exchange.
Do you have a change jar?
Buddy, I used to collect change, and that was like mad money, like once a year. That'd be like vacation money and shit like that, because I would never spend a change. I would just throw it in there, and then if I had some ones or found some money, I'd throw it in there. Had the giant water bottle thing, you know? Yeah.
Yep. I have one of those 5-gallon Zephyr Hill bottles, and they say if you fill it, it holds about $10,000 in change.
I believe it. I didn't fill mine.
And I always use my airline credit card. Everything goes on. Everything that can go on goes on there.
Why not?
Like I can't pay my car note, and I can't pay. There's one other thing I can't pay.
Isn't that ridiculous? Because I've had problems like that too. You can't pay with a credit card. You got to pay with the, because they know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. I got 40,000 Southwest miles burning a hole in my pocket. Where am I going? So yeah, I everything I can, I put on there, and I pay it off. You know, I pay off the full balance at the end of the month. Hey, we're back in first class. And I do it that way. And what the hell? Oh, change jar. So I rarely have change anymore. But like when we're on vacation, you know, when I go away or we go away as a family and we need cash, I always end up with all this change in my pocket, and in this jar it goes. So it's not filling up as fast as it would if right. you're more of a cash-savvy society.
Yeah,
like my
yeah.
dad. Dude, when my dad passed away in 2012,
he had
prescription pill bottles full of quarters.
Really?
And this was in the time when they were doing the 50 states.
Oh, yeah.
So he had 50 prescription bottles.
Oh, wow.
Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas.
Wow.
And he would collect them and fill these jars up.
Wow.
And then he also worked at a pharmaceutical company, the company that makes Centrum vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
So they got all these pills for next to nothing. And my dad would keep those jars and the pill bottles and just fill them with freaking coins.
Wow.
My mom and sister couldn't get to the Coinstar fast enough when he paid them.
Oh, really?
It meant nothing to them. They took it all, and from what I remember, it was like $537 worth of coins that they cashed in when he passed away, which is ridiculous. There's no reason for my dad to be hoarding cash, you know?
Well, it was just something that he was doing, you know? Give him something to do. Organize the coins. That's all right. That's all right. Here. I'll just go through a couple more on this page here. Here's another one. Now these are the get off my lawn type things. These are things old people say, and this is how you know if you're old, if you've ever said these things. Can you print out this email for me?
Nice. Yeah. There was a part. It was a hard transition from going from paper to all electronic.
Right.
You know, in the mortgage business, back when I got in, everything was printed out. You printed it out. You had a laser jet printer, and you printed up all these dots.
No more dot matrix.
No. With the toner and all that.
Yeah.
And you printed out all these documents, and you punched holes in them.
Sure.
You made a file.
Oh yeah.
And then you took the file and you sent it off to SunTrust Bank, which is a get off my lawn statement because I don't think they're around anymore. Are they? SunTrust?
I don't know. So I think they are, but they're not. I don't know.
They got a different name now. So I'm used to looking at credit reports and all kinds of documents with my hands and looking at them and reading them. And all of a sudden, I start a new job and I have to read everything off the computer.
Yep.
So, you know, it took some getting used to, but, you know, now no one prints anything. It's all freaking PDF. It's all DocuSign and PDF sign and.
How about this? How about I'll call the operator and get her number.
Oh, shit. What would happen? Can you call the operator on your cell phone?
I don't know. Can you imagine? Remember Andy Griffith where he used to wind the thing on the wall, the phone on the wall? Yeah, Mildred, can you get me Sonny so-and-so over there in Rocky Mount?
And on the party line?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. You don't realize it, but the phone on your wall when you were a kid?
Yeah.
It was actually a dedicated wire that went from your phone downtown, down the street, down and it would go all the way to California if you called someone from California. Your signal would go down this wire.
Yeah.
It wasn't magic or anything like that. It was actually this little tiny wire that through connections made it to California.
Now, was your main phone in the house? Was it in the kitchen?
It was actually in the dining room, which was adjacent to the kitchen. And it was a New Jersey boxy style house.
Was it on the wall, physically on the wall?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Let me ask you.
It was about 6 inches by 15 inches, and it had a dial.
Did it have an 80-foot cord so you could take it everywhere in the house?
No, we didn't have the 80-foot cord. We had one that probably went about 10 feet, which got us to the refrigerator, maybe. On a good day.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it was like a beige or like a taupe color. It wasn't even like a real color.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to get off my lawn thing here, and I'm going to pull up this picture here.
All right.
That's a rat.
That appears to be a rat.
And it's from Ratatouille. It's the cartoon rat from Ratatouille.
Correct.
This is from the Orlando Sentinel, so this must be true. Orlando is close, but not the most rat-infested city in Florida, reports say.
Yeah.
Orlando came in number 15, but was edged out by Tampa as the worst in the state for rats.
Okay. Yeah.
Farther down the top 50 are Miami at 23, West Palm at 31, Jacksonville at 44.
Yep.
And hang on, Orlando Sentinel wants me to buy something with a pop-up here. Fort Myers at 50. Let's see. Nationally, Los Angeles took the top spot, followed by New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Dallas, Fort Worth, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Houston, Atlanta, and Boston.
So, Boston?
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know that they even kept tabs on how many. How do they know they're right? Do they round up all the rats to count them, or how does that work?
I heard this particular story mentioned on the radio this afternoon. And isn't it like an exterminator company that this survey came from?
I don't know. This is according to Orlando Sentinel, so it could be from anywhere. They could have made this shit up.
they got some kind of paperwork from Terminix, and Terminix, I guess, rated, you know, I guess their spreadsheets tell them what is you know, what's infested, what's not infested, what type of.
Now that I actually read, the article, yes, it is according to the annual report in pest control from Terminix. But this is not in any way related to the Ratatouille ride opening up at Epcot. I want to be clear.
Yeah. So, speaking of Epcot, you know, remember they had all these plans for to expand and do this, that, and the other thing, and revamp the entire Epcot, and they had this budget.
Yeah.
Well, that nighttime spectacular fireworks and water show that we were talking about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
That went so far over budget that they have no money to do the rest of the renovations at Epcot.
Wow. Well, maybe they'll have some renovations after people stop buying these fucking things. You seen these things?
What the hell is that?
This is according to InsideTheMagic.net. This is the 50th anniversary tumbler that has caused altercations at the Magic Kingdom. Remember the Emporium? Remember that place on Main Street in Disney? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy these on Shop Disney, but it was like a Black Friday thing. People punching each other and yelling at each other, causing fights. They're all trying to get these 50th anniversary tumblers. These tumblers are going for all the friggin' money on eBay right now.
Wow.
They're, according to Inside the Magic, these are created especially for Walt Disney World Resort. They'll, it's a cold beverage mug, all over raised geometric design. One side features the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary logo. One side features a Starbucks logo. It has a screw-on lid, coordinating molded straw with ring at the bottom so it won't fall out. Part of the Starbucks collection developed exclusively for Disney parks.
It looks like the ones my wife has, but different, whatever.
Well, these are going for all the wood on eBay, so if you come across one of these, for sure snatch it up.
Whatever. Yeah, they have a lot of retro stuff that they're selling for the 50th anniversary and all that. So they got some cool looking stuff and some same old different day.
Are you blow drying your hair?
No, my wife is freaking shampooing the carpet in the living room.
Nice.
Probably listening to us.
Okay, that's good.
You wanted to tell
Hi, Brenda. No, it's all right. It's kind of funny, actually. I put a picture of Shrek up here because Universal's going to close down this ride in January. January 10th, 2022. Sad day for Shrek lovers, according to InsideTheMagic.net. Universal Orlando Resort has confirmed that Shrek 4D will permanently close on January 10th, 2022.
It needs to. You know, I think I mentioned on the show before, my daughter did some commercial work for one of the production companies in Orlando for different rides and things like that. And we did one for this particular ride, and she was still in high school. She graduated high school in 2008. So, we're probably talking 2000. And actually, I was still with my ex, so it had to be before 2006. So we're talking 2003, 2004, 2005. We did a commercial for this ride.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I think she had a ride to ride a bunch of times.
Yeah, and it was just a movie type show, you know, mm-hmm. when you had to like react all cool and like ooh ha, and then they did little interviews after. So what'd you think? And you're like, oh, it was fantastic, it was spectacular,
it was the best. Oh my gosh, yeah. Can we ride it 150th time?
Yeah, it was the best green monster we ever seen.
Nice.
So hey, look, I have a cup in front of me. Is that my orange Solo cup? Can I drink out of it?
Nice.
Where is it? It's nice. Over here.
Nice. People are listening to this going, what the fuck are they doing? What is he talking about?
You got to watch this on Twitch or YouTube.
All right, there so I put up a picture.
Look at my bald head. Holy crap.
I put up a picture of three rides all together at Universal. Now my computer's not working. So they're... This is a real deal here. They're shutting down some stuff here. And this is all going to close by January. This is according to OrlandoParkStop.com. Multiple attractions to close by January at Universal Resort Orlando. Yada, yada. Halloween Horror Nights. Yada, yada. That's Fear Factor Live is that one on the left on the screen there. Shutting that shit down.
Hasn't been on TV in 20 years. Okay.
Right? And then... Yeah. Then, of course, there's Shrek 4D.
Yep.
Saw that. And then Revenge of the Mummy. They're retooling it. I think they're going to make it. It's not permanently closed, but they're going to redo it again. I thought they did this once before, didn't they?
I think so, too, yeah. I think they did they put a loop in it or something last time? They did something to make it different. But, yeah, I was surprised. My dad actually went on the Mummy, and I was surprised that he did. He's probably... easily in his 60s when he went on it. So I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, they have to update things. You know, Disney updates things. Disney's been expanding here, expanding there, and Universal's kind of run out of room to expand, you know, unless they take their back lot area or Dr. Phillips High School.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's what they have. A couple miles south, work is continuing on backstage areas and support structures for Epic Universe.
Yeah.
The first permits for the new theme park filed since major construction was announced to start ramping up again were filed in July. So, yeah, that's going to be...
If anybody's wondering where that is, it's down by the convention center and where Martin Marietta is, the aeronautics company at the end of Kirkman Road, south of Sand Lake Road. So that's where it's going to be, right along the beach line 528. So... Who knows? Should be good. But yeah, they're running out of room up there, so they gotta update the things that are going on. You know, Shrek is not a big deal anymore. Fear Factor, not a big deal anymore. The Mummy, not a big deal anymore. So we gotta move on.
They seem to always be changing, evolving, and growing, and I can appreciate that. Disney as well, but I mean, they got the bucks to do it. I mean, what's the cost to get into one of these places now? Like $1, $1.50 for a day?
Yeah, I looked at the price yesterday, and it was like $453 for three tickets for one child and two adults, because Nicholas is still under two, or under three, and no charge for him. But Jesus H. Christ, couldn't believe one day, you know, one Saturday, as it rains, too bad. If something happens, too bad. You got your one day, you got your $453, you better hope for the best.
Wow.
So. I'm hoping I can find somebody that I used to work with who can get us in.
Right. well, check this out. Do you know who this character is?
Yes. Isn't that what they call him, It or whatever?
Pennywise, I think, is their name.
Pennywise? Okay.
From It, the Stephen King novel and the movies, the horror movies. I'm not a real big It fan. I'm not afraid of clowns. It's just, this doesn't do anything for me one way or the other. I'm not that impressed. Whatever. Orlando Donut Shop offering Clowngram deliveries for Halloween. It will cost $55 to have Pennywise deliver a dozen donuts. This is according to ClickOrlando.com. Shaka Donuts on Michigan Street announced on social media that it will be delivering orders of a dozen and half dozen donuts from October 29th through the 31st. The twist is that the delivery person will be dressed as Stephen King's sinister clown Pennywise.
I'll bet you this takes off.
Yeah, I'm thinking I need to get on this.
Yeah, the 29th through the 31st, that's just one weekend.
Yeah.
You'll see, just like Halloween Horror Nights started off in October, now it starts in freaking August.
Well, they go on to say in the fine print that this is a pre-order only event, and orders must be placed and paid in full by Friday, by October 24th, according to the business. They also go on to say that deliveries will not be made to schools or banks.
That's probably a good thing.
You can send your BFF, frenemy, boss, etc. a dozen spooky donuts delivered by Pennywise. Yeah, I'm gonna get involved in this. I gotta get closer to this thing. I gotta make something happen with this.
Right?
Yeah, this is too good to be true. This is great. I love it.
Do it with like Entenmann donuts. You'll bring like a dozen donuts and just go to Publix and get two boxes of Entenmann's donuts or Hostess donuts and bring them.
So they have
you don't have to make donuts.
Prices for the Halloween donuts will be $35 for a dozen and $16 for a half dozen. However, the Clown Graham donut delivery will be an additional $20. Okay. All right, I'm okay. I thought it was $55 on top, but I was like $90. You know, that's getting up there.
Wow. And $20, that might be on the low side.
Well, it's $20 as long as you buy the $35 dozen or the $16 half dozen, I guess.
Yeah. So you're making money on the donuts. $20 goes to the clown.
Yeah, you probably got a couple clowns going. You know, a couple high school kids, a couple college students, or whatever. A couple Universal people that are good with makeup and crap.
I say, don't even offer the six donuts. Go for the whole dozen donuts.
You might as well.
Charge him $55 or whatever, you know, some whatever number. Yeah, and God, if you could do one an hour.
Who would you send this to yourself? If it was you and you had the opportunity to send this, who would you send it to? Give me something quick, because we got less than 3 minutes.
You.
Nice, okay. I appreciate you. Okay.
And I would just make sure that at least they answered the door.
Right? Yeah. You know anybody that's scared of clowns or not a fan of clowns?
I think my sister-in-law is not a fan of clowns.
Well, there you go. I wonder if they'll go to San Antonio.
Right?
Clown on a plane with a balloon and a dozen donuts.
Dude, all you need is one person in makeup in every city, and you can do it everywhere.
That's right. Nationwide. Exactly.
Franchise it.
That's awesome. Well, this has been a shit show as usual. It's been great.
Right?
So, any shout outs, any final words? I'm waiting for that stewardess to come with my Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. No? Waitress. She's not responding.
That's a big airplane.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Three rows on each side there. Okay. Plane's fairly empty. You're drinking out of the little tiny Dixie cup because we look like unaccompanied minors on the plane. Freaking great.
Unreal.
Wonder if I could reach the little button there to adjust the AC.
No, you need a long stick.
Yes, stick with a finger on the end of it. Yeah. All right, so we got about a minute and a half left. Anybody you're going to give a shout out to, Mike?
No, I should write these things down. Shout out to Maestro Damas for his carpet being in the dry cleaners.
Yeah, we kind of blew him off. He paged me, but I kind of like didn't answer today, so whatever.
Right, new phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis? All right, no, I would like to give a shout-out, of course, to my buddy Gino Losi. You want to go fishing anywhere in Florida? Gino is the man. He put you on a monster fish. I want to give a shout-out to the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. Of course, my buddy there, Dustin Levine, doing great things. Hey, go see some community theater, do stand-up comedy. They give him some money. Mike's holding up a sticker. All of a sudden, his hand is bigger than his whole body is on the screen there. We have stickers. Just send us a notice, and we'll get you stickers. And we will see you next time. If you're on twitch.tv/bothmikes, we're going to be coming right back here in a minute. And we look forward to talking to you in just a minute here. If not, screw you, catch you next episode.
Right? Bye. Have a cocoa smile and get the...
Yes. Go. Yes, I think we're... the malfeasance continues here as we're... there, okay, let me do this. Hang on. I don't think they can hear us anyway. There we go.